Cecil. You want to know something?
No, keep still.
Well, I'll tell you.
Don't bother. I don't want to talk to you.
I'm sorry I honked the horn. I said I'm sorry.
I heard you.
And I'm sorry I made you apologize.
I didn't apologize.
I mean that I was going to make you apologize.
Please don't hold on to my arm while I'm driving. I can't steer.
Can I lean my head on your shoulder?
No. What's funny?
You are. You look so funny driving the car, all dressed up in my clothes. Oh, goodness.
I wish I'd put on my overcoat.
Cecil, did you hear me when I said what I said a few minutes ago?
Yes.
What did you say then?
Keep still.
Are you mad, Cecil?
I don't want to talk to you.
But I said I was sorry.
Fine, let it go at that.
Are you sorry, too?
No.
Cecil. Cecil.
What do you want?
Goodness, you don't have to scare me to death.
Well, leave me alone. I have enough trouble tonight.
I'm sorry that you're peeved. And I'm sorry for my part. So there. I won't say another word.
Great.
Oh, goodness. It's a funny world, isn't it? Do you think it's a funny world, Cecil? Oh, my, but it's a lovely night. I wish it wasn't so late. We could go for a ride. Don't you think it's a lovely night, Cecil? Don't you?
Leave my arm alone. I'm driving.
Oh, I didn't know. Cecil, are you mad at me?
Do we turn at the next block?
Don't you know this part of town?
Do we turn?
Well, wait a minute. Let's see. Yeah. No, wait. Yes, we do, too. I remember now.
It's a good thing we're driving slow, so you'd have plenty of time to make up your mind.
Oh, Ben-Hur wouldn't go fast anyhow.
Huh.
Cecil, are you mad? Cecil, are you still mad at me? I'm not mad at you.
Oh, it'll be 2 o'clock before I get you home.
Well, that's all right. We can tell Uncle Thomas we ran out of gas.
Hey, don't even think of it. It's bad luck.
Cecil, I want to know something.
What?
Are you mad, Cecil? Are you?
Oh, the idea of raising all that fuss back there, honking the horn and waking up the whole city.
Well, are you mad?
No, now keep still.
I'm not mad either, Cecil. I said I'm not mad either.
It's a great relief.
Are you glad I'm not mad, Cecil? Are you?
Yes.
Then neither one of us is mad. We won't fuss anymore, will we, Cecil? Cecil, will we fuss anymore?
No. I wish you didn't live 10 miles from nowhere.
Cecil, then we won't ever fuss again. And you won't ever hit me again?
I didn't hit you.
Yes, you did. You slapped my hand when I tried to honk the horn.
Yeah, and in case you've forgotten it, you bit my hand when I threw you in the car.
You didn't throw me into the car.
And the heck I didn't.
You just sort of pushed or carried me in. I didn't mind. Cecil, we're not going to argue anymore, are we?
I don't know.
Good, I knew we weren't. Let's shake hands on it.
I'm driving the car.
Here, give me your hand. Let's shake hands on it.
I'm driving the car.
Well, stop it or drive with one hand. Here.
Oh, all right, here.
Now, that's all settled. Did you have a good time tonight, Cecil?
No, punk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can bear up under it, thanks.
Cecil, you want to know something?
Not tonight. I don't even want to think I'm dead.
You don't look it.
Oh, golly. Will we ever get home?
Well, I'll tell you anyhow. You know why I'm not mad at you because you picked me up and made me get in the car?
A minute ago, you denied that I did.
Oh, no, Cecil. No, I didn't. You put me in the car all right.
Well, you got started anyhow and saved trouble.
And if you want to know why I'm not still mad, I'll tell you.
Don't bother some other time.
Well, I'll tell you anyhow. It's kind of silly. I said it was kind of silly.
Yeah, ha 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 ha.
I was mad at you, but you were so strong. Goodness, I didn't know that you could pick me up. You're just a regular caveman. Honest you are.
Thanks. I should have hit you on the head.
And I just love big, strong, silent persons.
I'm not very big and not at all silent.
Oh, but you're strong. Goodness, I don't see how you picked me up. And I'm sorry I bit you.
You apologized once.
Goodness, but you were strong. Oh, Cecil, it was just too thrilling. And you were so mad.
All right, it's all over. Forget about it.
Oh, but I don't want to forget about it. It was just like a movie.
Oh, rats.
But you're not mad at me anymore, are you, Cecil?
Do you want a sworn statement?
Well, I just wanted to be sure. Cecil, did you ever pick up a girl before? Did you?
No.
Oh, goodness. You're the funniest person I've ever seen. Well, what's the matter, Cecil?
I don't know.
Well, stop, Cecil.
Golly, it stopped.
Well, I know it. Why did it stop?
Search me.
Well, start it again.
Well, it just went dead on me.
What made it stop, Cecil?
Something's wrong. Oh, gosh.
Well, what's wrong, Cecil?
I don't know. The car just stopped. That's all.
But it shouldn't do that, Cecil. You have to get me home.
Suppose you speak to the car about it.
But, Cecil, I can't understand why it should stop. We were going along all right. What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Well, then you should have done something.
Oh, hush up a minute. Oh, I wonder what could be wrong.
I know. The car stopped running. That's what's wrong.
You're not telling me anything.
Why don't you see what's the matter?
Oh, wait a minute, can't you? Oh, golly.
Oh, maybe we have a flat tire, Cecil.
Oh, grow up, will you? That would kill the engine, wouldn't it?
Well, maybe we have a flat tire anyhow.
Oh, it must be a short someplace.
A short what, Cecil?
A wire. Now, do you know any more than you did?
No.
Then keep still while I figure this out.
But we're not getting any place just sitting here.
Uh-oh, I know. I've got a hunch.
Get out and crank it, Cecil, then maybe it'll go.
Stay here. I think I know what it is. Oh, but I hope it isn't.
What are you going to do with that stick, Cecil?
I'm going to see if there's any gas in the gas tank.
You'll get the gasoline all dirty.
Oh, I don't think there's any there. I'm afraid it's empty.
But, Cecil, we have to have gas, don't we?
Well, we ought to.
Is it empty, Cecil? Is it?
Hold your horses. Oh, golly. Oh, what rotten luck. Of all the times to run out of gas, it has to be in a part of town like this at this time of night. Oh, darn it.
Is it empty, Cecil?
Oh, yes.
Well, you better fill it up then. Don't sit down on the running board.
Oh, now what are we going to do? Stall at this late hour with no gas. Oh, what a life. What did I do to deserve this?
Maybe it wouldn't have happened if you'd been nicer to me.
We probably used up all the gas while I was trying to argue you into getting in the car back there.
Well, I know what to do, Cecil. I know.
Yeah, so do I.
All you have to do is start walking and find a garage and bring some gas back in a can.
Yeah, that's all. Go to a garage or gas station and get a can of gas.
Well, sir.
Look at me.
Oh, goodness, that's right. You've got your girl's costume on.
Do you think I'd dare walk into a garage dressed like this? Let anyone pass me that might be on the street? Well, I should say not.
I don't see why not.
No, sir. If you want to walk to a gas station, all right, but I won't. Not in this outfit.
Well, I couldn't go either, dressed as an angel.
I told you I should have gone home after my overcoat. I told you I might need it. And now look.
Oh, Cecil. You couldn't buy any gas anyhow. I just remembered.
What?
Don't you remember? You wanted to take some money with you, and I told you not to because you couldn't carry it. You wouldn't need it anyhow. Don't you remember? Now you need some.